Somebody like to comment on that?
Can I just make just one, two very quick comments? I mean, I think, since we haven't got much time to discuss it, what I could just say, since Professor Leach has been using concepts and structure rather differently than I do, as you pointed out earlier, I could then just simply rephrase my question that his theory cannot account why cracks in the circles and triangles occur. I mean, you know, he said that's the fundamental thing. This is, which I think would equal more or less what I meant by his theory not being able to account for changes in concepts. And I was trying to suggest that in order to understand how cracks in the system, let's say, occur, is if available concepts, if concepts are available to people within a culture which do not imply particular semantic
cracks relation. Arise from empirical changes, namely that, I mean, you may get demographic changes, quantitative changes, which make a previously existing system intolerable. You may get a new scientific discovery which simply won't fit what you thought you knew before.
Could I just stand there? I mean, I would agree with this, but the problem is that cracks arise from empirical phenomena, you said, empirical changes. But that's not enough, because empirical phenomena have to be known in order to,
But if you are researching into...
And they have to be known in terms of concept, of new concepts.
No, but if you are researching into how to make a weaving machinery or a spinning machinery, and you actually manage to do so, you've made a discovery. You've been using previously existing concepts in order to explore how to make a more efficient spinning machine. But then you actually make the more efficient spinning machine, and you introduced a set of empirical facts which cannot be tolerated by the existing structure.
And then you need new concepts. And these concepts cannot come directly from experience. I mean, concepts don't just grow out of, empirical phenomena.
The concepts are changing all the time. It's the structure within the concepts that are changing. Concepts change completely from the 15th century to the 17th century. I mean, all sorts of concepts change, but it's the relationship between the concepts that is tied in at a structural level, at an episteme level.
I mean, that's obviously right, but let's think of... I don't know if...
I don't think we... This is a private argument.
Perhaps we should... let me just say... follow it on perhaps later on privately, isn't it? I think you're probably right, since we're in such a... Can I say another thing? Is that I'd just like to draw your attention to note 7, where I say, I am not making the empiricist mistake of thinking that concepts... as concepts are given in nature. I'm only talking of the constraints of nature on thought, given the human condition. In this, I'm following Piaget in 1968. It would be nonsense to say that our everyday concepts of time are true concepts of time, the notions of time held by physicists, and not remotely like our own, like our folk notions of time. So I just point that out to say that I have considered this.
The physicist notion of time or folk notions of physicists.
Presumably you're talking about the black holes.
They're no truer than anybody else's.
No, right.
I think at this point, the best thing to do would be other people do not immediately want to comment on Nietzsche's paper, is I'll ask Jack Goody to make his comments and then throw the discussion wide open for anything that people feel ought to be said before we break up, whether it arises from this afternoon or not. Jack Goody.